I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week, we present to you this dumpster fire of an episode from three sleep-deprived idiots and our special guest, Kaylee. We talk about things we'd give away for Christmas, and a game is afoot for a Christmas song draft.
What's new, Nate?
I'm an hour from Stuttgart, Arkansas, and I am not duck hunting. That's what's new with me.
That's not new because this is like a recurring theme with you.
Yeah, no, I've been in duck country for like the last 2 months of my life, and I have not even brought a gun with me, and it's a sad, sad day.
Yeah, you need to look hard, long and hard in the mirror. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Also, another thing she would have said if she were here is you look handsome, man. You look like spiffied up. Like, this is Nate.
Do
this
I?
Is work, Nate.
Your hair's like combed and you have a collar on.
You have a polo on.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, you got to look good for the people, right? When you're working with them.
Totally agree with that.
Put your best foot forward.
Yeah. And we've had listeners recently, male listeners, that reached out about your laugh and how wonderful it was and stuff. So I thought I'd mention that you look decent.
I mean, you know, give the people what they want, you know.
Because for a podcast where people can see everything, they really know how good you're looking right now.
Right.
Face made for podcasting. That is a friend of the show, Kaylee Grace Henderson, speaking.
They know my voice by
my,
now.
My dear old sister.
Dear little sister, right?
Yeah, little sister.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Little in size, but big in spirit.
Big presence.
What's new with you, Travis?
I will tell you what's new, Nathan. Thank you for asking. We are well into duck season. Everything's going well. Oh, my God. What is
it's
happening?
It's like the ghost of Coleman Pass.
Please excuse the noise of the dog running around the living room. Aww. And we're just, the biggest new thing is we're piling up bands at this point.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
You are like stacking up the jewelry this season.
We're calling him the jeweler.
Call me Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I can't remember the rest of the lyrics, but there's something about grills and stuff there.
Ooh,
and okay. Jewelry. Jewelry. Jewelry.
And what's new with me? Just kidding.
What is new with you?
Man, we got so many new reviews, and I couldn't even cover them all last week, so I have some to cover this week.
Awesome. And they're still coming in.
They're rolling in.
How many do we have now?
We're up to 106.
Whoa.
Dude.
That's awesome.
All right, let me start with Coot Commander. Always love listening to the show, either when I'm at work or headed to the ramp. Keep up the good work. Glad someone else dislikes Kenny Chesney as much as I do.
Yeah.
Who the heck
like
is this?
I know that person. I know who that is.
Do you really?
It's got to be...
Coop
it's got to be friend of the show, Hunter Jackson.
It's not. It can't be friend of the show, Hunter Jackson. But Kenny,
has he already left a review?
I think he has. But Coot Commander, that's a hot take. Like, to call yourself that?
Yeah.
To think that you are the Coot Commander, that's a pretty hot take.
You know what you need if you think you're a Coot Commander is a t-shirt that says, I heart Coots.
Is that what you need?
That's what you need.
Or a TV show called Coot Commander.
I feel like
or
that could
Coot
go.
Dynasty.
Different
oh
ways.
God, no.
I don't feel good about that at
no,
all.
No, I don't feel good about either of those.
Hey, we have another new review by Travis is a Closet Fly Fisher.
Yeah.
Hot take.
This is, I wish there was someone here that could do a Trump impersonation and say that this is fake news.
Oh, rip Matt.
It's fake news.
Where's Matty J when you need him?
I have listened since, this is the review. I have listened since the very beginning. I look forward to every Tuesday for tacos and the Cast and Blast podcast. One thing to consider, maybe start devoting 10 minutes just to fly fishing. Get on board, Travis. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. Boom. What would happen is we would actually see a decrease in reviews.
I need to meet this guy.
We would see less reviews. And we'd spend more time in like coffee shops and stuff because we'd be hipsters because
why
we'd be talking about fly fishing all the time.
Get you some skinny jeans.
Well, yeah, we'd be skinny jeans, flannel shirts.
Beard oil.
Beard oil for sure.
Beard oil. I'm reading about it so much on the internet.
Everything would have to be Yeti.
Yeti beard oil?
Yeah, Yeti beard oil. That's a thing.
You know, okay. Mountain Ops makes beard oil now. Did you see that?
Do they really? That's the company that makes like nutrition supplements
for... Yeah, they make like a protein powder and stuff like that.
Did I tell you they reached out to me and I sent back a laughing emoji?
Yeah. I mean, I can see that happening.
Your boy would try some protein powder?
Yeah. My girl.
Your boy would
that's
too.
That's me. Your boy is in you.
Me. Sorry. I work in all male environment at work, so I have to refer to myself as a man.
Do you have any more reviews?
I do. I have one more. This is from Bill Dozer, 21.
That's right. A funny name.
I really like that name. Extremely entertaining podcast. I grew up fishing in Florida and have been talking with some friends about getting into duck hunting.
Boom.
This podcast keeps me laughing every week during my commute for work. Come on, Bill Dozer. Let's go hunt.
That's it? That was the whole review?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
It was well thought out and written.
No, it was. I was looking at a different review, I think.
Were they all 5 stars?
Yes, everything is 5 stars.
Everything is a 5-star. This one's really long, and it's by Sexy Boy Number 7. I'm not
really
sure.
I would like to
hear
this, because it says friend of the show.
Love waking up every Tuesday morning and getting to listen.
I'm sorry. Is it Sexy Boy Number 7 or Sexy Boy 07?
It's Sexy Boy Pound 7.
Okay. Hashtag 7.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can't wait to travel down to Florida and book a trip. I want to hear what Travis thinks is the best decoy spread. And I think I speak for everyone when I say we need the 2-minute wheel of fame back on a regular basis, and I'm still waiting on the best water dog draft.
Boom.
You wouldn't recognize 2-minute wheel anymore.
No,
yeah.
two minute wheel like has a deeper voice than Nader. I
did y'all hear him in my Insta story this week?
Yes.
No, I didn't have the sound on.
Sometimes he's just sitting around.
I was a little shook.
Yeah, he'll be like sitting around and he'll go, Nationwide is on your side. And it's like the deepest voice.
Every time he speaks, it's terrifying.
So that's all the reviews up to. Like, he had to cut a couple more.
I think
more
we're
off.
Caught up.
No, I think there's a couple more.
Oh, boy. Well, that's all we're getting today.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll catch up next week.
But we will.
We will get to everyone.
We will. Darn it.
That's our mission.
What is happening right now?
I have no idea what's happening.
Oh. It's like an improv gone wrong. Someone call out a place.
Here's the thing. This is usually the point at which wherein we would put.
Could you put more words in that?
A game is the foot. Did you see how it rhymed too?
Therefore, as in which we all shall, therefore, however.
Like when Michael Scott yells at Toby, why are you the way that you are?
I hate so much about the things you choose to be.
About. So, this is normally where a game is the foot would go. And we've teased a game is the foot being the Christmas songs, holiday songs. Are we doing holiday songs or Christmas songs? Because
no.
What if
no.
Some
Christmas songs.
So, the dreidel song is out.
We are not politically correct, so we're going to go Christmas songs.
I got in a Facebook fight with my father about this.
Nate is,
keep Christ
Nate is
in
fired
Christmas.
Up.
He said everyone should say Merry Christmas. I'm like, but my friend at work is a Jew, like a full-on Jew.
Well, say the whole word.
Yeah. Jewy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
Wow. Oh, no.
Could have edited that out.
That's a quote from Community. Watch TV.
So here's the deal. We're going to, in a change of pace, this one time only, the mountain is going to come to Muhammad, all religions, and... We're going to move A Game is Afoot to after the main segment.
Oh, man.
Also, gosh. I feel like it is an important time for me to tell you guys that I failed to get all the Do You Even Modeled Bros together. So next week, the whole episode may be Do You Even Modeled Bros, because...
There was a bunch this week.
Yeah, it's created a bit of what I would call, I think the technical term is a shit storm on the internet.
Travis. Yeah.
About Do You Even Modeled Bros.
It's bad. It's bad. Bad.
And I asked for it because I was like, tag me in these things. But it's consuming my life a little bit now. Like I think I've devoted like 6.5 hours to it today.
65 comments on one picture. Like,
yeah, Chad Andrews, he went and got some research. And evidently you can use a tape measure to determine if it's a modeled or not. Don't say what you're thinking.
So many words.
So here's what we decided. Because it is the Christmas season, the season of giving... This week's episode, I just lost my notes. This week's episode is...
I remember my first podcast.
What I Would Give for Christmas. That's the title. We'll put that in the notes. What I'd Give for Christmas. So here's the idea. You pick someone or something. There's really no rule around what you can pick. And then you pick what you would give them if you had all the money or all the power in the world to give them that thing.
Now, but we're not going to hold people like we're not going to be like looking down at you if you don't choose to end world hunger.
God, no, no one wants to hear that.
This is a lighthearted
yeah,
podcast.
No one wants to hear that.
We're okay. Not
this
in a beauty
pageant. This
pattern.
Is Castle West, Florida. We're not. Have we ever done anything serious?
No. And yes, the one time when we asked people to draft things they were thankful for, we wouldn't let them draft like their wife or their kids or stuff. Like they had to draft other things. We gave them
important things.
Little
I just,
things.
I just read my name on that.
Here we go.
All right. So who's going to go first here? Did we draw straws backstage?
Nate, you drew the straw, right?
Sure.
Would you? Are you? Did you draw the short one?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I would.
Do you want me to, I mean, I'll draw the short one if you want me to draw the short one.
I don't know.
Let me just say this. If I were to give myself something for Christmas, it would be the short straw in a draft so that I could go first.
All right.
Go
first.
He doesn't ever go first.
All right. This is true.
All right. If I could give anyone anything for Christmas, this is what I'd give. I would give Nate a spinning reel so that he no longer has to suffer with a fly reel. I'll give him a spinning reel and one of those cheap ass Rapalas, like the original Rapalas that you could.
Yeah, like the wood one. Yeah.
What is with my language tonight? It's not very good.
You need to simmer down.
I think it happens when
kids
I come
listening,
around.
Folks. So, my wish is I could give Nate a spinning reel, maybe a Florida Fishing Products reel, if we're going to pimp a product.
Okay. All right.
And I would give that to you. And then you could give away your fly reel to some kid that's in need or something.
No, I would.
You could give your fly reel to charity.
I would probably just keep both of them because I do enjoy fishing with both of them. No. Is that such a bad thing? Getting someone.
I'm just trying to help you out, brother.
I mean, I'm helping myself out by learning how to fly fish. So maybe I can help you out by getting you a fly rod and a fly reel and teaching you the art.
The art
of the cast and the art of the fly tying. You know, it's an art, man.
I don't think so, Tim. All right. Somebody go.
I'll go next. If I could give anyone anything for Christmas, I would give myself a Dave's single from Wendy's every day for lunch.
Dang.
Wow. How
why
do we?
Wendy's?
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know.
That's the only
it
place you can get a Dave single.
I know, I mean, but why of all the burgers, it's so good.
Wendy's is probably the best fast food burger.
Dude.
I will give you that.
Thank you.
Like,
no.
Discounting like Five Guys, because that's like $100.
Yeah, that's not fast food.
Spin that. But as far as like drive through style fast food, Wendy's is probably the best.
Have you had, just question for all
Hardee's.
Of you. No. Have you had at McDonald's their new advertised like made to order quarter pounder with cheese?
No.
It's okay. Still a quarter pounder with cheese.
But it's like hot and juicy and so good.
You've had it?
Not in the last 8 weeks. But I have had it.
I've had a cheeseburger. So good.
Did we do a cheeseburger weeks? Draft in that one? I feel like that was the winning pick.
I don't know, but I think about it more than I don't think about it.
Yeah, you talk about it a lot too. I'll be honest with you.
I just had one.
Oh,
I get them whenever I want them. It's just like, then I have them, I'm like, God, these are so good. There's something about like the way the ketchup and the mayonnaise mix together.
Yeah, it is really nice like, the way that happens.
What's it called? Dave's single?
It's the number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nate, why don't you go so we can talk about outdoor things?
Okay.
Oh, mine are not outdoors related.
So for Christmas, I would give every member of the Florida Duck Hunters group a modeled mallard black duck reference guide.
Would you give them that on a t-shirt of some sort?
Yeah.
Short? Some sort?
I just pictured them all wearing a belly shirt.
I don't know
shirt.
What just happened in my mouth. I just...
He had a stroke.
Yes.
It's fine.
A t-shirt would be good, but even just like a pamphlet. Maybe we should put together a pamphlet.
A brochure.
To hand out to people. Yeah.
What if we did a phone case?
A phone case?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Phone case.
So like the back of your phone would just have the three different wing types? Because everybody's going
to
have their phone.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a PDF on how to ID a modeled versus a mallard. And if you give us your email address, we will send you that PDF.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
And you can just save it to your little iBooks or whatever that thing is called on your iPhone.
Your iBooks.
But literally no one in that group knows how to identify any of those three ducks.
It's the worst thing I've ever been a part of.
It's so terrible.
And my favorite part is that it's like throwing a grenade in a room. I'll get a message from nameless sources.
You talk about like a firestorm of comments and opinions and just everything about... It's crazy.
I'll get a DM that says, hey, watch this. And I'll say, watch what? And it'll go, Florida Duck Hunters. And then I'm like, what happened? And then the next thing you know, there's like 118 comments on a thread about a duck. Yeah. Throw a grenade, leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kaylee. You're up.
I would give myself a beach body so I never have to work out again. Or do leg day. Or think about eating right or anything like that.
Kaylee just finished a beach body.
I have not
well,
finished it
she
yet.
Did.
I'm 2 weeks behind.
Lots of one.
I've been preoccupied.
Mostly. She did most of a beach body. I beat her on it. Mm-hmm. I won that competition.
Yeah, you did. You did. I'm coming for you.
All right.
Though.
Are you ready? This is the spiciest take of the whole thing. This is going to get hate mail.
Uh-huh.
This is a hot take, what I'm about to give you. You ready for this? Nate, are you ready for this?
My stomach's sure.
I would give Captains for Clean Water a new name.
Whoa.
I would call it Captains for Fresh Water or Captains for Everglades Restoration Water. Because they're not doing anything about cleaning the water. There's nothing happening to clean the water. The actual water is still dirty and loaded with nutrients. It is coming down the Kissimmee chain, and nobody's doing a single thing about it. I just edited myself. I did.
Hot take.
So I'm all for those guys. I like those guys. I think they're doing a good job. I think they're not doing anything about the water cleanliness.
Can we just call them captains?
No, I think they're captains for fresh water or captains for Everglades restoration. Let's just be a little more specific because they've co-opted the whole clean water thing. And I think that's a misnomer because they don't seem to be doing anything about the water cleanliness.
Captains for Facebook arguments.
No. No one's arguing. Like, everybody likes them. They go in there. They go live. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, you guys are doing a great job. They are doing a great job, but they're not cleaning any water. The water's still dirty.
How do you clean water?
You filter it. You treat it. So you could do that by, you know, not spraying all the vegetation that filters it naturally, by not adding chemicals into it.
Yeah. I agree that they're like one-sided on this whole thing.
Like, I just, people are going to hear that I'm against them or that I'm anti. I'm
no,
not.
Absolutely
I think they're
not.
Good guys. I think they're doing a good job. I just think there's a little bit of a misnomer in the name.
Right.
Or maybe in 2019, they could jump into actual clean water conversations because we would welcome them to that fight.
Yeah.
Hot take.
That, you talking about a hot take. That was a hot
That's
take.
That's spicy, right?
That's a spicy meatball.
All right, Emily.
I would give everyone an Enneagram test.
Oh Enneagram.
Gosh. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
I would give everyone
We're not
an
editing you
Enneagram
say it at all.
Test. I've never heard it. I've only read it.
This is like a new Myers-Briggs type thing.
What's your
right?
number?
I could probably go the rest of my life without hearing that word again and be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what you are?
No, he doesn't care.
I have no idea.
He didn't take it, but I know what
I am. I've heard literally everyone around me talking about it for the past like month. And I'm like,
you're over it.
I'm over it.
We talked about it in Nashville for a real long time.
I'm a 6-wing 5.
I'm a 6-wing 5.
I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
That's, oh my
what
God.
What a surprise.
Yep.
Did you read it and you were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 So this is why I would
I'll give
like
you guys each other's numbers and y'all can text each other after the show.
Okay. I guess I won't expand on
no,
it anymore.
No, go on your Enneagram thing.
And because we don't have each other's numbers already.
Okay. Go on your Enneagram thing. Let's hear it.
Because it helps. Like, I don't care about any sort of political agenda that anybody has. So it helps me to know what you are when I walk up to you because I can know how to communicate with you to get what we both need done. And like, I just need to know what people are.
So,
it would help me tremendously.
We just walk around with numbers taped to our chests.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you walk up and you see a number 3, you'd be like, oh, this is a number 3. Because, you know, our personalities and lives come down to a single number.
It doesn't. And I know that that's true, but it helps to understand.
You haven't you taken it. You can't talk.
We'll no longer call you Nate. We'll call you now Enneagram 4, right wing 3 or something.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we'll refer to you as. I don't even know if
no,
that's a
Nathan's
thing.
For sure the peacemaker.
You think? Mm-hmm. I think Travis is a 3.
I don't even know what any of you are talking about.
They need attention to be happy.
It's all just, right. It's just.
That's
Greek
sick.
To
yep.
me.
Nate, it's your turn. Bring this back around, please.
All right. I would give every hunter in America an Aldi breakfast pizza. Cause
That's a good one.
Because they're awesome.
That's a big win right there.
Because when you come home, listen. Okay. When you come back from like a duck hunt
Did he
or any
up?
Type of hunt, fishing trip, and you if you preheat your oven to whatever it is, 350 or 400 or whatever, and pop that thing in the oven, and 20 minutes later, you have a hot biscuit crust, sausage gravy, cheese, sausage. I don't even know. It's all. It's just great.
Is he going to do an invitation at the end of this?
I don't know. I just had a moment.
We all need to go to the altar.
I just had a moment of worship.
Yeah, it's even better. I'm going to tell you it's even better, like, if it's a little rainy and you're cold and wet.
Yes, yes.
So you could get, like, a shower while it's cooking, and then, oh, my gosh.
Your insides.
I've never had one.
No.
You're never going to either, because there's only one left.
In the whole world?
In our freezer. And it's like, it almost went down today. There was a moment of temptation where it almost happened. Whew, man. All right, Kaylee Grace.
Okay, my next one is, I would give $1 billion to Florida Georgia Line to never make another song ever again.
I would
agree.
Okay.
I would not give them any dollars at all, and I would throat punch them for free until they could no longer sing or write songs or talk.
I think it would take $1 billion for them to stop.
I would stuff a carrot down that one dude's throat and punch him until it broke.
I see. I'm not a violent Dang. Person. I just like to buy
Getting graphic
people,
up in here.
Yeah.
You know?
I just don't like either one of them. I don't like them. I don't like their music.
Their newest song, The Simple One, makes my ears bleed.
They're all in on gun control now. Like, they're just...
Yeah, I'm not out. Yeah, I've been out on them for a long time, and I'm definitely out on them now.
All right, my last one is, I would give all of the Cast and Blast Florida listeners, I would have this custom-made gigantic Ridge Monkey bucket. It would be like the size of our dining room table. And inside it, I would have like all the items we've kept over the year, like a Florida Fishing Products reel and a Tacticam and some First Light gear and a Dark Water Call and a Gene Hill book and all this stuff. But then down in the bottom, like in one of the corners, there would be another regular-sized Ridge Monkey bucket. And they would all get like this magical... and there would be Cast and Blast Florida shirts and hats in there with the new logo and stickers, and it would just be amazing. What do you think of that?
All of the things. I like it.
I would mail that to everyone that leaves a review for free. It would be just incredible. It would cost me like $1 billion.
So leave your address on the review and just kidding.
Because,
don't do that.
Because we got billions of dollars. Emily, what do you think of that?
I don't feel like I want to go after that, Travis.
No,
it's a pretty good one.
I feel like that
pretty
was
good one.
Yeah. That was like the world hunger of podcasting.
The ultimate, penultimate.
That was the ultimate. The penultimate would be the one before that. That would be Kaylee picking off Florida Georgia Line.
Shoot,
thank you.
Well, I'm screwed either way.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be honest with y'all. I would give anything for a full night's sleep.
Really?
Yes, I'd give anything in the world to give to myself a night of sleep.
You can't sleep?
How about you just move out during duck season, because I don't know if it's
no,
gonna happen.
No, has nothing to do with me. We've ruled me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with?
I don't know. I wake up at the same time every night and I'm just up.
She watches like Justified reruns.
It's either 1:30 or 3:16.
Oh, no. John 3:16?
The 3:16 one weirds me out, because somebody
you
told
need to go
me
to church. That's
one
what
time
this is.
That the devil's hour is 3 a.m. because Jesus died on the cross at 3 p.m. and the opposite is Satan's thing, and Satan's thing is 3 a.m.
That's the most ridiculous.
Now it's
thing
all
ever,
in your heads. I hope you all wake up at 3 a.m. and you're like, the devil's at me.
Did a fundamental Baptist tell you that?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. Anyway. Hmm. I know it's not true, but I think about it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm a 6'5" and I need something to worry about.
Always. Anxiety is always there.
Nate, you're up.
So for Christmas, I would give Travis a signed Kenny Chesney box set, greatest hits CD set, plus concert video of him, you know, just...
No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
No shoes, no shirt, no problem tour. Like, yeah, that's what I do.
Rocking his Costa Salt Break white.
Costa's in his, like, straw curled up cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Like, down past his, like, past his nostrils.
Yeah.
Like he likes
all
to wear
5 foot and, six and a half of him.
Yeah. Bald, you know, the whole nine yards. I'd just give it.
I would treasure that, Nate, because we are going into the winter season. And if we got, like, if our heat did not work, I feel like that would be a great fire starter.
Oh my gosh. You could
some great
use it
kindling.
For warmth.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of piggyback off that.
Are you?
Yeah. So I would spend all the monies to buy you all of Garth Brooks' anthology, all of
nice.
His CDs,
nice.
And tickets to go see him in the swamp in April.
Can I tell you a story?
Do you have tickets to go see him
I
in the swamp?
I want tickets.
Can
in
I,
Can I tell you a story?
You tell me a story first, and I'll tell you a story.
I texted both of my brothers and said, Garth Brooks is going to be in the Swamp in April. Tickets are $80. That's worth it to me. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Good man, Nate.
I'm not that rich. Like, I don't have an extra $80 laying around.
Also, maybe you could go see Jason Aldean or something. It'd be just about the same.
Yeah, well, no. You know, Luke Combs. Oh, Luke Combs is coming to Atlanta in July. So
yeah, there you go.
We're coming.
I'm going to that.
So, Kaylee Grace,
Stephen Travis,
we had Emily and I and friend of the show David Hildebrand had tickets to see Garth Brooks at the Ice Palace when he went back on tour. Mm-hmm. I flew my wife to Atlanta to see him. Her, my wife and her mother. It was the sweetest thing I'd ever done, right? Remember I surprised you out of the blue with that?
It was awesome. Kid it was listeners. So much fun.
So they go to Atlanta, but then like a month later, he announces, oh, I'm coming to Tampa too, because it's Garth Brooks and he's all about the money. He's all about making bank. So we get tickets to
that. That's not.
Like, I know him personally and he's not.
Right. Let me rise to his defense.
We
got to
go to this thing now because it's in like 45 minutes from the house. And the Lightning made the Stanley Cup playoffs and they canceled the concert and he never came back. And we've talked a lot about religion. I took that as like a intervention on my behalf from higher power.
Or that could have been Satan's work.
Fundamentally.
I don't know. But I would thank you for that anthology because if I finished, I would burn the Kenny Chesney well before I burned the Garth Brooks.
Well,
I would re-gift the Garth Brooks to my wife.
Yeah, it would really be a gift
Kenny
for
Chesney,
her,
I could not re-gift to anyone. Not even Kenny's mom, probably.
You could use the Kenny Chesney posters to decorate your new room in your new house after you burned the Garth Brooks stuff.
Because
I'm not burning the Garth Brooks. I'm re-gifting it to you.
Okay.
All right. So now.
Are we done
now that
with
we've
that?
Gotten that kind of set aside? Are you ready for this? Bum, 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 bum. Emily.
Yeah.
It is time.
Do you smell something?
I do smell something. What do you smell?
It smells like a foot.
A game is the foot?
Oh my God.
Do you smell it, Nate?
Nate's face right now is gone.
I'm in a different state, but I do smell it.
I wish we had like live video feed of Nate's foot. Nate's foot. Nate's face. God, I need a nap in the worst way.
It's probably what you're smelling, honestly.
3:30 is catching up to me.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
Absolutely it is.
I'm sorry, listeners.
So here's the thing. We drew straws backstage. Emily got the short straw and gets to go first in the 2018.
She loves Christmas so much.
My guess is that she hates Christmas and she's only got 3 songs on her list. So I'm trying to hedge her bet on this.
Don't look at my paper.
Okay. All
right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And P.S., there is no keep and release after this. So if you're done and you hate the draft and you don't want the Christmas songs, you may turn us off now.
Okay. Why would you say that?
Or don't turn us off.
Yeah, no, you're,
love us,
you're gonna
no
miss the
what.
Best.
If you made it this far, finish the freaking episode.
Yeah, we're almost done now.
All right, Emily, you're up. You're on the clock.
All right, my number one ultimate Christmas song draft pick 2018, "Christmas in Hollis" by Run DMC.
That's a solid pick.
I've never heard it.
It's Christmas time.
You've
in
never
Hollis,
heard Christmas
Queens.
In Hollis?
Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
Nope.
You never heard this?
Nope.
Get it, Kaylee.
Nate, you familiar with the song?
No, and I'm disappointed with the pick.
Rice
I'm not
and
sure.
stuff and macaroni and cheese. And all right. Santa put gifts under Christmas trees.
I love the pick. I love the song. It's I think you could have picked it a little bit later. I don't think it was in danger of going first.
Yeah, that one wasn't going off.
On my list, that's number
within
one.
Within the first like 30 rounds.
Well, that's telling.
So,
okay, Nate, you're up.
All right, so... I'm gonna go Jesus on You for the first one. My favorite Christmas song of all time is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Like, not even close. It's not even like a contest. That's my favorite song, Christmas song every year.
Solid.
I feel
really
guilty like making
we
fun of you because you
that.
Yeah, you did the whole Jesus juke on me at
do
the
it.
Beginning of it.
Do it. Like, I don't care.
It's not you I'm worried about. All right, Kaylee.
Okay, I mean, I feel like everyone knows what I'm going to pick, but it's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
That's
like
solid.
100%, hands down, no questions asked. Don't even try and fight
love,
me on this.
It's a wonderful feeling with the love in the room
from the
floor
to the
ceiling.
It's that time of year.
One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
It's a good
of
one.
All time.
I'm not going to lie. It's a good one. It's
everyone
good
can
one.
Jam to it. Don't even try.
When you're driving down the road, you're like, I hate NSYNC, and then that song comes on, you're like, oh, turn it up. Is that Freedom Rock? All right. All of you are wrong.
Surprise. Surprise. Wow. Surprise, surprise.
I'll give you now the correct answer for the greatest Christmas song of all time. The number one pick is All Alone for Christmas by Darlene Love.
What the hell is that?
Dave, do you know that song?
Nah.
Nobody wants to be alone for Christmas. It's the greatest Christmas song of all time. Darlene Love. You don't know the song.
Uh-uh. Not the rendition you just sang.
Hold on.
I'll get a clip and play it so our listeners can be in the end. Hold on.
Never heard it in my life.
Yeah. Is it the saxophone that you love? Does it remind you of that other song?
Is this in a movie?
This is in all the movies. This is a fantastic Christmas song. Nate, can you hear this?
I can hear it.
Is this in Home Alone?
I don't know. Come on. That's a great pick.
That's a sleeper.
That was a sleeper, but it snuck in there and it's number one. All right.
Travis has already declared himself the winner, just like every other draft we've ever done.
Gilmer, you're
so
up.
So annoying.
Okay, my second pick is a weird one. It's Newer song by Kelly Clarkson.
Not unlike your first pick.
So Kelly Clarkson has a song called Underneath the Tree that is like super poppy and fun, and I really like it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Will you play it?
Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree?
Yeah.
So did you pick a song that you didn't know the title for?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's called Underneath the Tree.
It's literally called that.
I know.
I thought
Under
you were,
My
saying,
Tree
like,
by NSYNC.
That song's not PG-13. That's rated R.
Oh, I like this song.
I know. It's like.
Yeah, this is a good one. I don't know that. I picked it.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, no, I have.
This is a great
like
song.
In Macy's.
But it's not.
Shopping.
Well, you picked Christmas in Hollis number one, so. I can see it
because I'm like real sensitive to chord progressions. So like, O Come Emmanuel does make me cry. I love it. It's beautiful. But like that one is so happy and stupid. It doesn't make me sad.
Yeah.
It's very good. Happy.
Yeah.
It's very
I'm
happy.
Glad the birth of Jesus makes you cry.
All right, Nate, what do you got?
All right. I'm going classic.
Silent Night.
My second pick. No. White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Solid.
That's a great
one.
That
was on my list.
Also makes me cry.
I'm a traditionalist kind of when it comes to Christmas music. I like the classics and the good ones. So all this newfangled rap Christmas and Kelly Clarkson and
he's throwing shade at you directly.
I feel personally attacked. Like,
yeah,
last week we were going to start our own podcast.
I don't even know the name of that band that Travis picked. So
Darlene Love. That's a woman's name.
Ah, okay. That's fine. But
did you tell anybody about our idea for our own podcast?
No.
We talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like everyone that's still listening to this, like the three people that are still listening, have heard the idea for the podcast, and you've got a name for it.
I decided we're going to name it Fried Snapper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We're going to put that behind a paywall.
I think that's the funniest name for a podcast in America. Fried Snapper.
Fried Snapper.
Kaylee, do you have a Christmas song?
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs is Oh Holy Night. And Lauren Daigle has a version.
Jesus, you did it again.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I'm sorry. But Lauren Daigle has a version that's really good. Brett Eldridge did a version. And NSYNC has an a cappella version on their Christmas album.
Imagine that. Sneaky. Is NSYNC Christmas one of the best Christmas albums of all time?
I listen to it all year long.
Like back in the day when albums were still a thing and you like bought CDs, that was Sneaky one that like you could throw in your car and like,
I have the CD and Nathan's girlfriend last year for Christmas, which this might be one of my favorite Christmas gifts I've ever received, got me a t-shirt with the album cover.
That's big time.
On it. And I wore it to every Christmas function I could.
Did I ever tell you that when I was 16, my best friend took my NSYNC Christmas CD and flung it out the window of my car?
No.
Are you
in
still
a
friends
fit
with
of rage.
Her?
Yeah, she's
what?
Still my best friend.
Are you devastated by that?
No. I was like, hey, have you heard this CD? It's really good. And she went and threw it out the window. And I was like, what the
heck?
And she's like, you don't need this in your life.
All right.
She's a bad friend.
Are really you funny. Ready for the correct number two pick?
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's not my nature to be cocky or arrogant about this stuff, but in this instance, I've got it.
He's definitely a number three.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas in Dixie.
Yes.
By Alabama.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Let me just drop the mic yes. on that.
All right.
Snowing in the pines.
Dixie.
From Fort Wayne, Alabama. Merry Christmas tonight.
Okay, yeah. No one's
Man,
arguing that.
That's solid. That's a good pick.
Okay, well, let me drop a mic on my third pick.
Here we go.
And go Wizards in Winter by the Trans-Siberian yeah. Orchestra.
Yes. Yep.
That's solid.
Yeah. Okay.
I have vivid I'll memories of riding with your sister, Travis, in the car listening to that song, and we all had like our instrument and we acted it out. It was awesome.
I don't think any of our listeners realize that I have a sister. They think don't. You are my sister.
Well, I mean, basically.
But I do actually have a sister.
You do.
Also named Emily.
It's true.
She's fantastic.
She's pretty cool.
We'll see her in like 18 years.
Yeah. Once. Yeah.
She has some children.
A lot of them.
Nate.
That was a good pick.
So that was a great pick. My third pick is going to be a little politically incorrect for today's
time. Oh, don't do it, Nate.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my hell.
I know. Hot take. And I might get some hate mail for that. But listen, if you're like sensitive to that song, if you're sensitive to that song, don't listen to any modern rap songs because you're going to hate those too.
Or read 50 Shades of Grey.
Or really anything.
Yeah. Or don't live your life. Like, I just don't understand the controversy. Like, I don't get it, but that's just me.
Okay.
What? Say it. What are you?
Well, there is a line. The only line that really gets me is when she's like, what's in this drink? Like, yeah, that's a little
well,
sketchy.
That one's a little,
okay, but that couldn't have been an
and
innocuous
like, really
question. Like, what
say,
is in this drink?
My mom's going to start worrying. You know, what will the neighbors say?
Have y'all seen the best part of Baby It's Cold Outside has been this controversy, which I just realized today was an actual thing. I thought somebody had made it up. Like, I didn't realize there was actual outrage about this.
You were serious when you said that?
Yeah, I had no idea that was a real thing. It's duck season, Kaylee. I haven't like I've been completely disconnected from
this
the real world.
This has been going on for like a year.
I've been single for like 3 weeks.
So
has it been nice?
Yeah.
So the best thing about it is today on Facebook, I saw a Donald Trump Hillary Clinton mashup. Where they were singing Baby It's Cold Outside to each
other.
Oh, that's
from last year.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I also have seen a politically correct version of Baby It's Cold Outside where like he talks about calling her an Uber and stuff. Yeah. Like, so those have, they're fantastic, I guess. I did not realize there was a problem until this afternoon.
So yeah, it's like a real issue.
I will make sure I'm offended going forward.
Yeah.
When I hear that song.
Plan accordingly.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I'm not because I just don't care that much.
So good pick, Nate. Topical. Thank you. All right, Kaylee.
Oh, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Solid. You get a fist bump on that.
Thanks.
Is that overrated, though?
What?
Probably, but everyone loves it. Okay. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
What is not overrated is the album cover with Mariah Carey in the little Santa Claus suit.
Really?
Yeah.
You're into that,
you like
huh?
that?
Just saying.
I'll get you one to wear.
No, we
don't think that's
going
to work the way I want it to work.
See that.
Certainly will not.
All right. My last pick is... This is going to just boom, drop the hammer on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder. That's what Christmas means to me.
Yeah.
I don't even All know right. what that is.
I gotcha.
Good choice.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, mama. That one?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I see what you're doing there.
Was that a Stevie Wonder joke? Because that's way too soon for that.
Whoa, too soon.
All right. I think at this point that win, that's we're done, right? Are you done? Do you have any more picks that were not discussed?
Hell no.
You hate Chris. Like, you didn't pick the Grinch. You should have picked the Grinch song.
I don't like it.
She doesn't like Christmas. We've talked about it.
That's like
this.
The most meta thing ever. You should have picked like the theme from Ocean's 11.
I've already made that joke, man.
Nate, was there anything we missed for you?
No, I'm good.
All right, Kaylee, anything that we did not cover that you wanted to cover?
Nope. This has been fun.
There's no free agents in this draft. It's just Wham. Over.
Last Christmas was on my list. Because I was worried one of you guys were going to snake Darlene Love from me.
Hillary Duff's version of that is better.
Not than Wham's.
Yep.
Did George Lizzie Michael McGuire? Die? Did George Michael die? Did I imagine that?
Did he? Did
I
he?
Think George Michael died.
Let's do a goog.
What? What did you just say?
Let me ask you a question. How many outdoor podcasts do you think want to know about George Michael?
He did pass away in 2016. Wait.
Rip.
Wait, that's years active. Hold on. Fake news. Go to Wikipedia.
I think George Michael passed away.
Oh, yeah, dude, he did. He died. Oh, my God. He died on Christmas of 2016.
That's not funny. But for some reason, Emily's laughing uncontrollably.
Rip George Michael.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to cry.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh. Is this how she grieves? Is this her
I don't understand.
State?
There's I don't understand what's happening.
Oh my God.
And this is the last Cast and Blast Florida podcast of 2018.
Is it really?
Yes.
Thank God.
Going out with a bang.
We will be back fresh and in style.
Oh my God.
The first week of the new year. But thank you guys for all of your support and whatever. Somebody say some things here.
I can't.
Stay
not
woke.
About George Michael. Don't keep reading the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we're over George Michael.
Please check back on our site, on our follow us on Instagram.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, we hope you're surrounded by people that you love and Ridge Monkey buckets and fly fishing rods.
And shoot lots of ducks and catch lots of fish.
Feel and the love in the room from the floor to the ceiling.
Oh, man.
Catch lots of fish.
And stay woke, man. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
And continue to check and follow us for baby t-shirts or hats or bumper stickers.
Baby t-shirts.
Maybe. Maybe t-shirts.
It's like, what?
I
it's
need
a weird
nap.
Market, but okay.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, where the wheels have completely come off the wagon for 2018. We're taking next week off for Christmas, so we'll see you in 2019, where we'll probably do a review of all the cool things that happened in 2019 before they even happen. It's been a great year, guys. We love you. Thanks for the support. Happy holidays.